You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back, Youth Ministry Sherpas, with our second episode of Sherpa Shorts.
Making our way through the alphabet. This is only day two. We have a long way to go.
We do have a ways to go, but we're excited.
Which reminds us that you want to listen to every single episode because of our contest.
That's right. We have a great contest out there for a free stay in the Sherpa House, which we've rented a house for the National Youth Workers Convention in Tampa. It's going to be an absolutely amazing time. We've got room for 20 people.
Right. And we're giving away a free spot for that weekend, and all you have to do is listen to all 26 episodes of the Sherpa Shorts as they come out and listen for the secret word of the day.
And when you have put all the secret words of the day together, you'll have the secret Sherpa phrase.
Which we're pretty excited about.
Yes, and then anybody who submits that Sherpa phrase to us after episode 26 will be placed in a drawing for a free stay at the Sherpa House.
It sounds awesome.
It's going to be great. Well, hey, it's now Steve's turn. I went yesterday. Now it's Steve's turn. So, Steve, what is your word for
the letter B?
My word for the letter B is band.
Band.
Band. So, let me explain what I mean. And I'm talking music, okay?
Music. Yeah. You're talking music.
So, we've been in youth ministry a long time, and in my life, there's lots of music that's been very meaningful to me. But expressly in my life in youth ministry, there is one particular band that has meant the most to me that's kind of been the soundtrack of my whole life in youth ministry. And for me, it's very precious. So I would like to ask you that question. Is there a band that has really been like the key band for your, I don't know, your youth ministry life that you would associate with the youth ministry life that you've lived?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I know it could go really old. That's probably Stryper or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, I stretch enough decades. There's not a lot of bands that have gone through there.
It's the Glenn Miller band.
When I was in youth group, it was Petra.
Oh,
yes, okay. The very first Christian concert I ever went to was Petra's Beat the System in 1982, I think, or 83. Yeah.
I went to a Petra concert. It was the loudest concert I've ever been to in my life.
It was pretty wild. It was where the Milwaukee Bucks played at whatever arena that was back in the 80s. I don't know. And then through college, it was White Heart. Which is, I know, like, some of the people are going to be listening to this going, who are these people?
Go look them up.
Let's see. Oh, goodness, goodness. I know recently, I know over the last decade, I'd have to say it's Need to Breathe.
That's what I figured you'd
you
say.
You know, but again, that only goes back about a decade. So then we've got some gaps in there. Oh, man. All right, let me think on this. Why don't you tell me yours? I know what yours is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you say who it is.
Okay. Well, mine is definitely Switchfoot.
Yep.
And I still remember the first Switchfoot song that I had ever heard. Strangely enough, it was in a worship service at our church.
No kidding.
Yeah. So we had this this thing back in the day where people would do special music. There'd be like a special song played during the offering. And this one family, they were all musical, they got up in the service and played Meant to Live.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
With the guitar riff and everything. And I remember thinking, this is really unusual for a church service, but I really like the song. And so afterwards, I'm like, hey, who's that band? What is that song? And they told me who it was. And I remember going and getting that CD, because this was probably early 2000s.
Oh,
yeah. I was painting my living room and listened to that CD like 1,000 times, and I was hooked. And so for the last 18 years, Switchfoot has been the soundtrack to my life in youth ministry.
Wow.
My kids love their music. We've listened to them constantly. We play their music in the youth group. And lyrically, it's even affected my theology and my emphasis and my teaching. Like, their message is just so gold for the kingdom of God and living a big vision for God. So, yeah, Switchfoot is it for me, man.
Wow. Well, I hate to, like, just, like, say samesies, but I would say a good portion of mine would also be that. The very first Switchfoot song I ever heard was Chem 6A.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was because I had subscribed to Youth Leaders Only, and I got my box one.
YLO box.
YLO box, and in the box was a VHS cassette. which had four or five music videos along with a, you know, Bible study that would go along with the video. You could run your youth group. And so I showed the video, Chem 6A, at youth group one night, and then we did a Bible study on it. And that was sort of my introduction to. So that was their debut album.
Yes.
That was their self-titled, you know, Legend of Chin, I think it was.
Yes.
And then when I first arrived at Cedarbrook, so this would be early 2000s, I did a 10-week series on The Beautiful Letdown. I taught.
Seriously?
I taught all 10 songs as a message. So we would listen to the song, and then I would teach. And then we would go to small groups and dissect the theology and the meaning of the song. It was called Beautiful Letdown. It was a 10-week series. You can ask Fletcher Abbott over there at Grace Community in our local network. He was a student then, and he'll tell you that it was one of his favorite series that we did.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That is fantastic.
Kind of samesies.
Hold on. I'm going to put the pause button on here.
Well, that's Meant to Live and...
Beautiful Letdown, you said?
Yeah, the Beautiful Letdown album. Pretty sure Meant to Live is on that one. More Than Fine, 24... Adding to the Noise, right? Is Adding to the Noise on that one? Oh, yeah. Yep, Preached Them All. I probably could find notes if I go back into my archives.
That is such a phenomenal thing. I love that. I did something similar to
that.
Did
you really?
I did. It was only one message, but I picked my 7 songs from Switchfoot that I felt had the message that... made up the kingdom of God.
Wow.
And preached that message one night, and it's still one of the most memorable ones to me that I've ever given.
That's very cool.
Which is amazing that the power of the lyrics
in
those songs, and it's how appropriate it is to share with students, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, so for me, Petra, Whiteheart, Switchfoot, Need to Breathe. There you go. So that bridges my decades in student ministry.
That's really, really cool. So what's
Wait.
What?
What's that sound? Do you hear that sound?
I hear it.
Oh, it's our second word of the secret Sherpa phrase, and the word is
want.
Lock it in. Secret decoder ring. Anyway, back to a band.
Yeah. Chris Tomlin played a role in our youth ministry because he was the worship leader for the very first big conference I ever took students to. And that was when he was just getting started. So he was a no-name.
He was a no-name at that point in time.
Yeah, he became the famous Chris Tomlin. So that was really important, although he's not necessarily a band. But Switchfoot is still it. And when I think about the impact that their music has had on our youth ministry, it's really felt through my own kids.
Oh,
because two of my sons are songwriters and musicians, and they love Switchfoot. They love John Foreman. The songwriting style that he uses, they've definitely incorporated into their own, and it's just been the soundtrack really to my family's life as my kids have grown up, as much as it has been to the youth ministry life. I would love to sit down with them someday. If we could get them on the Legends.
Oh my goodness, wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be amazing. I would love to just sit down with them and tell them how much their music has meant to me and to my family and to the youth ministry life.
Sherpa Legend episode with John Foreman.
If you have any connections to Switchfoot, could you please hook us up for
Sherpa
Legends?
Somebody let us know. Somebody be out there in San Diego who, just happens to know him. That'd be great.
We'd give you a free Sherpa house stay.
Yeah. So Chris Tomlin, from a worship leader standpoint, probably impacted your ministry.
Especially early on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, we would go David Crowder on that one.
Sure.
You know, he had a lot of influence over the music we played and the things we worshiped to early on. And then, of course, he came and opened our youth room.
Yes, that's
so
right.
We had that. There's a picture on our wall of him playing in our youth room, which is pretty amazing.
He is forever cemented in the lore of your youth ministry history, which is awesome.
We were just telling a funny story about that. I don't know if I ever told you this story. So David Crowder comes to play, lead worship to open our new youth room that we built.
I was there.
Here a few. You were there. So he brings with him just one guy, a guitarist. His name is Gabe. He actually played guitar. Gabe was a guitarist for Bebo Norman.
Okay.
My wife is a ginormous Bebo Norman fan, always has been, and a Gabe fan. Like she went to every concert Bebo Norman ever had within 4 hours. And so when David Crowder gets done, we're kind of backstage hanging out. People are taking pictures with David Crowder. And Gina says, I'd really love to get a picture. And so David Crowder comes over to put his arm around Gina, and she says, no, I want a picture with Gabe. And she hands her phone to David Crowder and then goes and stands with Gabe. And David Crowder is taking the picture going, well, this has never happened before. It was the funniest moment ever. Absolutely.
We got to post that picture. And I'm going to post a picture. Karen and I got a chance to go backstage at the Compadres tour.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have a picture with all of Switchfoot. Need to Breathe.
Yes, I was at that same concert. I just didn't go backstage.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Your church is nicer to you giving you that gift than mine. No, I'm just kidding.
So what's
your band?
Edit
that part out. Yeah, I love my church.
That's okay. So yeah, band. That's our word for the day. Hopefully you have a favorite band that is going to be meaningful in your life and youth ministry.
Yeah, so jump on Instagram and Facebook. Tell us what band has been meaningful or, as Steve would put it, written the soundtrack of your ministry career.
We'll be back tomorrow with the next letter in the alphabet. Until then,
Sherpas out.